Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Chicago bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ostroff. He's senior editor with Platts. PLATTS, which is a division of McGraw-Hill. Jim, tell us about Platts.
Well, you know, Platts is founded in actually 1909, and it provides ultimately reporting and ultimately you might say advice on every form of energy that is traded, whether it be electricity here or oil, gasoline, liquids, natural gas. Mm-hmm. And all of the very small components that people don't think about, the polyolefins and others.
Right.
And what Platts does, particularly where its great value lies, is that we make markets in the sense that we report prices objectively, mm-hmm. without fear or favor. Mm-hmm. Everything is done under the highest standards.
Are you covering the renewables like ethanol and switchgrass and things like that? Are you guys into that at all?
Actually, we're not, but we another division, a group acquired,
right.
Called SNL Energy has been doing that. But I guess the thing here is people look to Platts because they say, like, what is it worth? And mm-hmm. Platts goes produces various prices.
Interesting. Yeah. And how do we find out more about you guys?
The simplest thing would be to go to Platts.com.
PLATTS.com
right, on the web.
Good.
Thank you.
So, Jim, we're talking about nuclear, folks. Jim is reporting on nuclear, and we gave you a report in the previous two segments about the history of nuclear. Last segment was more about some of the realities of it. You know, when you think about one of the things that's been bugging me for a long time, Jim, is that America doesn't have a cohesive energy plan. And, you know, we've got all these resources. We've got all this capability. We've got all this innovation capability. We should have a plan in America where we're blending the best of everything we have to coordinate it so that everything's done the most efficiently. There's no bad energy. There's only energy, and we use it to the most efficient way and for producing power and also for saving the planet. But that we're also doing innovation, and that should include but in the foundation of all that should be nuclear, because you call it the baseload. It produces consistent, predictable cost energy 24/7, year after year after year as a baseload.
Exactly, with no emissions.
But it's more expensive to build, and that's the problem, isn't it?
Well, people talk about anti-nuclear. No. It's really the enemy is more of quote-unquote Wall Street, in that, it costs, one could say, in $6 to $10 billion to build a new nuclear facility,
yeah.
And you got to figure from beginning to end, it probably is close to 10 years,
mm-hmm.
And so when companies like in this case the Southern Company, a very good company, very well run, looking to build new nuclear, well in this case they managed to get a U.S. backed loan. Now it's a loan and it's a guarantee, but with that they were able to take it to the bank and they are constructing two new nuclear plants, as well as that in South Carolina and then in Georgia. Of course, there are two others, mm-hmm. also getting some.
But they've got to really convince their investors that this is the right thing for them to do, don't they?
That is correct.
Because
and
of the long cycle of getting the long
right.
return of actually producing energy,
yeah.
and who knows what the political winds will look like 10 years from now.
And nobody knows.
The Tennessee Valley Authority built a lot of plants that they mothballed before they ever got going again.
Exactly, including a nuclear plant, Nickel Watts Bar 2, which they're now just completed.
Yeah. But they've been working on that one for decades.
Since the 80s. They stopped, and now they just started again recently.
And so it's really tough. And is do we need an executive to get behind this, a president to get behind nuclear? Jim, what do you think?
Well, it would help, but it also would help if somehow if the financing was more readily available.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, we do not have any sort of cohesive energy plan.
We need that, don't we, Jim?
I'd say we do in some way. We're not talking here about a mandate.
No. I'm just talking about just a better understanding across the board of what America needs.
And what they need is
and what we're capable of.
Reliable, cost-effective power that is not likely to be interrupted in 10, 20, 30 years.
That's right. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job. Good report. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Jim Ostroff, ladies and gentlemen, with Platts, platts.com. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.